So we hear this all the time, right? People saying, just trust your intuition. Now, just trusting your intuition by letting it go and just going with it may seem easy for some, but may be posing a challenge for you if you haven't built that authentic trust yet. If you're a mentor, coach, trainer, yogi, or healer, and you sense there is more to your path and this universe for you to discover, and you don't want to wait until you cross over to the other side to find out the answers, then you're in the right place. Using your intuition doesn't have to be vague, inconsistent, draining, or filled with uncertainty. You don't need to be born in a family of psychics. You don't need crystals, pendulums, oracle cards, or years of meditation. What you need is a practical, structured methodology to access, understand, and use your natural, intuitive gift. I'm Desiree, a self-taught intuitive, and I've spent more than a decade helping purpose-driven souls heal karmic and ancestral patterns through various spiritual wellness therapies. I'm on a mission to help you align with your highest calling by mastering your soul's intelligence. And in this podcast, I will share how.
Okay, what I mean by authentic trust, that's trust that comes from a much deeper place. It's a place of knowing where something that you sense and feel and receive is undeniable, where you know, it really, really doesn't matter if people around you agree or not, whether it shows up to be true later or not, you just know. Okay? And so you may be thinking, oh, okay, maybe I have doubt or I don't really, you know, trust my intuition, my deeper knowing, because, well, my intuition doesn't work as well as others, right? Some people are just more intuitive than I am. Or maybe I am somehow blocked and they're just receiving a lot more clearly, more tangibly than I am, and they're just kind of born with the gift, okay? Or you may just think, well, but I'm a really analytical person. So it's not easy for me to just let go and trust when it doesn't seem, you know, logical how I even came to this conclusion. Right? And then, you know, for some of you out there, you may be familiar with this. Even when you sense something, you may then think to yourself, ah, okay, but I'm not sure. And I don't know how I, you know, like there is nothing in front of me, nothing that can physically, you know, see or hear or touch. There's no physical kind of data in front of me that, you know, logically tells me how I've come to this conclusion. And so I think I better check, right? I think I need a bit more. Right. And that's where you may find yourself pulling out the tarot cards, the oracle cards, you know, maybe picking the same card a few times and still not quite believing or not quite trusting. You may then think, oh, okay, I'm gonna consult someone, right? Someone who's more intuitive than I am, someone who does it professionally, someone who actually knows. Right? Because again, maybe they have a special gift. Maybe they are just, you know, better in this than I am. And so then you may consult a tarot reader, an astrologer, someone who may, you know, be able to kind of do a profiling for you, give you a better kind of portrait based on archetypes. Okay? And then if they say to you, something that you think you already know that you have already detected, right? Then you may feel a little bit like, okay, so maybe I was right after all. Maybe my intuition is working, okay? Or if that isn't enough, you may have an inner desire to be seeking a kind of bigger, more, even more impactful kind of spiritual experience, okay? You know, all of these examples that I'm listing, these are all signs that you don't kind of innately trust your own divine guidance, your own divine connection, your intuitive connection, the voice of your soul, your intuition, enough. Okay. And so you may think, oh, okay, if I, you know, maybe if I go for past life regression, maybe if I learn, you know, how to astral project, perhaps if I do a shamanic journey or, you know, go on a plant medicine journey, then I'll know that, you know, this is real. Okay, that the world is not just physical, but also metaphysical, that, you know, what I'm seeking actually exists, for example. Okay, and now, if you actually think about it, okay, what are you really looking for and seeking with all of these things, with tarot cards, oracle cards, with, you know, seeking professional guidance, with seeking a, you know, a big guided kind of spiritual experience. What you're really looking for is that validation, okay? And so the one thing that you really, really need to build that authentic trust in your own divine connection is proof. Proof and evidence, okay? And one might say, oh, but, you know, we don't need proof. And you may actually hear other people saying the same thing too. Like, why do you need proof? It's your intuition. Of course it works. Of course, you know, it's right. You should just follow it. Okay. Now, if you're at that point where you already trust and you can already flow with it, and the minute you sense something, you can go with it, and, you know, that's great. Okay. But if you're not there yet, right, I am betting that the people that say this to you, at some point or other, right, they have built up enough of the evidence, enough of the proof, right, to arrive at a place where they do trust. And they trust from a place, you know, from an inner place where they really can let go and really can say, oh, you know, I just felt it and so I'm going with it, right? And you may still be at this point where you're like, yeah, but I don't know. You know, what if I make the wrong decision? You know, this is something that is really important. You know, this decision that I'm making is really big. It's a major life decision. You know, it impacts my family, for example, impacts other people around me as well. I can't just go with something that is illogical that, you know, I can simply put to intuition, right? And what if it is, you know, what if it isn't intuition anyway and I'm just making it up? What if, you know, it's just this conscious analytical mind that is saying, you know, whatever it is that I think I, you know, I want to hear, right? So there's all of this doubt that can come up. And the thing that will put that to rest is really the proof, is really you gathering that evidence. Okay. And so the first thing really is, you know, to build up your intuition and your trust in your intuition, in your divine connection, you first need to really use it. Use it as much as you can and gather that proof, gather that evidence. Okay. And, you know, this gathering proof thing is also very much about satisfying your logical or your analytical mind. Okay, and it's the same in relationships, right? Like, we don't just trust someone the first time you meet them, the first date that you're on, perhaps, right? Until they've actually built up that trust, okay? The one thing that is a good idea to give conditionally is trust. Right? Because, you know, they always say, like, trust needs to be earned, right? And in a relationship, like, let the other person, you know, and it could be a friendship too, let the other person prove
that they can be trusted. Let them demonstrate and show, right? And then what happens is, over time, as they build up that trust, as they, you know, prove to be dependable and reliable, then the next time they say something, the next time they say, you know, this is that, and that is this, and this is what happened, or they say, you know, just go, you know, it's a surprise, come. You will be able to kind of just let go and go and, you know, let go, go with them, trust, flow with that, right? But not in the beginning. And that is for good reason, right? If in the beginning you're quite unsure or you have some doubt, that is not only normal, but it is needed, it is necessary, right? Because there is a part of you that is there to protect you as well. Okay, and when it comes to, let's say, making a decision, going with your intuition, or even, you know, if intuitively, let's say you sense something about someone and you don't know if it's true yet, right? There may be a part of you that goes, you know, don't make it up. Like, they've been so nice, right? They can't possibly be a, you know, have some kind of ill intention. Right. And that part is also protecting you from perhaps, you know, ruining a potentially good friendship with that person or a good working relationship that you may have. It's also kind of trying to help you in some way. Right. And so you do need to, instead of kind of fighting it, trying to resist, like, oh, you know, just trust, just let it go, just go with it. Satisfy that part's need. Okay, which means take your time to build up the trust authentically. Okay, and how you can do that, use it. Okay, so, you know, in the Soul Intelligence Program, for example, there is so much emphasis on practicing, right? And so it's not just using it like on your own, solo, okay, because you may start solo, you may start intuiting and receiving, trying it out on your own, you know, seeing what happens. But afterwards, you do need that feedback. You do need that reflection. You do need, you know, it's for the same reason why you may then go out and seek a professional or use the cards, or, you know, you need that kind of external feedback. Okay, the external. I prefer to call it feedback, yeah? It needs to be the right feedback, okay? From someone who actually knows what they're doing. And that practice and that proof that you're gathering, it needs to be measurable, right? That means you need to be, to somehow be able to collect this data for yourself to satisfy, you know, your analytical side. Right. And so in order to do this, all right, if you don't already, make sure that you have some kind of method, okay, a method that is repeatable, right? So instead of just waiting for the magic to happen, right, instead of just waiting for, you know, that inner sense to come, that intuition and that connection to come, right? So I'll give you an example. Maybe you are interviewing someone for a position or a job position on your team, or perhaps you are networking, meeting, you know, a new friend for the first time. Instead of waiting for you to get a good sense or a bad sense about the person, right? And I say good or bad with, you know, air quotes, right? But basically, waiting to see if there's some kind of resonance or not, right? If you have a method that you can intentionally use, you can basically use this method and determine this without kind of waiting for something to happen, waiting for some magic and or waiting for the evidence to present itself, the physical proof to happen. When they actually prove themselves to be, you know, worthy of the, you know, working relationship, friendship, romance, whatever, or not. This episode is brought to you by the Soul Intelligence Intuition Program. The program is for wellness practitioners to develop a reliable divine connection they can authentically trust and to understand intuitive messages clearly by becoming intuitive readers. Application opens only a few times a year to a select few. So if you want to be among the first to be notified, get yourself on the wait list now by visiting www.soulintelligence.sg.
When it's intuitive, when it comes from a divine place, it's a lot faster. So you save a lot of time versus waiting for all that, you know, physical stuff to kind of happen around you. Okay. So yes, if you don't already have a method, make sure that you have some kind of method that enables you to do this repeatedly on demand, in the sense that you can use this method anytime, right? And a method, of course, that can deliver you consistent results, right? Because if every time you use the same method, you get a different result, then it's really, really difficult for you to kind of gather that data, right? And then, of course, again, measurable. Okay, so however that you are practicing and using your intuition and whatever results that you're getting, make sure that you can somehow measure it and that you are measuring the right thing, right? So, for example, you know, I always give this example, like a lot of people immediately judge their intuitive abilities based on how accurate they are or not. And I always say, look, don't aim for accuracy, aim for resonance, okay? Because the way that we receive intuitively, right, is different from how we receive information, you know, through analytically, okay, or through our logical brains and our logical minds, right? So while it may be processed, right, you may start to process what you're receiving intuitively through your analytical mind after, okay, but that connection, that divine connection, we don't receive through our brains, okay? We don't receive through our physical brains, okay? We receive from a much deeper place, okay? You can think of it as our unconscious. Okay, it's our soul connection, it's spiritual connection, right? And and when we receive in that way, it is different from receiving logically. Like it seems illogical because it's not meant to be illogical. Okay, we usually receive through our senses. Okay, apart from receiving through our senses, we often receive metaphors, okay? Because when we're receiving through our senses, they often come through quite symbolic, right? And it's up to us then, okay? And so, of course, we do use some of our conscious minds as well. I mean, obviously, if you have a brain and you're alive and you're awake, we will be using our conscious minds, okay? But we'll be processing that data and what you're receiving. We'll be actually translating it versus interpreting it, okay? And so sometimes we get caught in that trap where we're trying to interpret it because we're trying to make sense of it, right? Make logical sense of what we're receiving. And that's where we kind of trip up ourselves, because we're then, oh, it's black or white. It's either, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. If you don't get the number 2, then it doesn't make sense. But what if it's 1 + 1 = 11, right? But then you then need that kind of spiritual knowledge and understanding to decipher and understand, you know, to make sense of why it is even 11, right? And when you have that knowledge, it will make sense, okay? But then, of course, if you get 1 + 1 and you get 11, you're like, oh, it's wrong, my intuition's wrong, it's broken, it doesn't make sense, it's, you know, okay? So it's just like the example that I gave in the episode actually very recently. So you may be, for example, getting a sense of, let's say, your sister, your mother, your sister, or a friend is pregnant, and you may get a sense of, you know, the sex of the child, right? You're like, okay, this is, you know, female, male, baby boy, baby girl. And what happens is, when the child is born, you're wrong, okay? And at that point, you're like, I got such a strong sense. I knew that, you know, intuitively, that this child was going to be born, you know, a baby boy or a baby girl or whatever. And so what happened, right? Does it mean that then my intuition is wrong? It's broken. I just am not as intuitive as the people who all guessed correctly. Okay, so first of all, when you're receiving intuitively, it is not a guess. It's very far from a guess. Very often you couldn't even guess that way. But yeah, okay. And so you may think there's something wrong with your intuition, but what you may have been picking up is the energy of the child. Okay. And remember, the soul has no gender or sex, right? Maybe born into a body that is formed a certain way, and that we identify in, you know, society, or identify in this world as a certain thing, but the soul itself has no gender, has no sex. So what you may have been picking up is the energy of the child, okay? And the traits that are more associated with that masculine energy or that feminine energy, okay? And so that's something that you can actually probably identify with, right? I mean, regardless of what sex you're born with, what, you know, what your sexual orientation is or not, and you may understand this spiritually and energetically, like, we have masculine and feminine energy, and some of us exude more of a certain you know, energy than the other, right? And it's just, it's yin and yang, it's a balance, we have all both, and so that's what you may have been picking up from the child. Okay, doesn't mean that your intuition is broken or spoiled or just not working, or you're not as intuitive as someone else, right? But it does mean that you don't fully understand how intuition works, how energy works. It does mean that you maybe don't have enough of the spiritual knowledge to back up what you're receiving, to understand and translate that data. Okay, and so, yes. Okay, so also make sure, to my next point, that whatever evidence and proof that you're gathering, you know, the amount of proof that you're gathering, okay, is congruent. So the amount of practice that you're doing, the amount of, like, let's say your sample size, okay, is congruent to the results that you wish to achieve, okay? So if you try it twice, one time it works, another time it doesn't work, right? Then you're like, oh, my intuition is just so-so. It's a 50-50 thing. It's very different from using your intuition, you know, having a way to kind of measure results. And let's say, for example, in the program, we conduct intuitive readings for others. And, you know, the students go through, let's say, in the beginning of the program, the first half, they're already, let's say, doing readings for 20, 30 people. Okay, so if the first one, it kind of works, second one, maybe so-so, third one, yes, fourth, fifth, by the 10th, 12th, 15th, 20th reading, and this is what I tell the students, right? Like, at that point, like, your doubt, okay, I mean, let's just put it this way, you may, maybe, will have this doubt for a very, very long time, okay? But it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and your trust gets bigger and bigger and bigger, okay? And you're getting all of this external feedback, all of this validation, all of this proof, okay? And so by the 50th kind of reading that you've done, and you've gotten that, whatever, 80, 90, 100% resonance, it really won't matter as much if that one time it comes back and, you know, it doesn't resonate as high, or you feel like something was off. Like, you're not going to lose trust in your entire divine connection and your intuition just because of that one, right? Because you've done like another 50. And of course, you know, with a proper method and so on, you will be able to distinguish and understand where you may have sort of slipped up or gone wrong or what might have happened. Okay, and that is usually the spiritual knowledge. Okay, usually there is a very good explanation. And when you understand the background of what actually is happening, you will be able to understand what so-called went wrong or not. Okay, yes. So gather the proof, gather the practice. That's the thing that will really help you build the authentic trust, the real trust, not the just trust. Okay. And how you practice and gain that proof is really important. Make sure it also involves others. Okay. Make sure that you're working with other people as well. Okay. So, because a solo practice is very, very difficult. It's a very good start. It's something that you should sustain and continue. However, a solo practice alone is not enough to help you build proof. Okay. You will always have that doubt if you only work solo, right? Because there is no feedback, right? And because it's already such a, when it comes to spirituality and these experiences, it's all happening internally, right? So sometimes it's like, how do you really explain and how do you really prove to yourself this thing is really happening unless it is like really, really tangible, okay? Really, really like measurable, right? So if this has been helpful for you, please like it, share it with someone that you think it can help, save it for the future. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you. Bye. Whether you are on your commute, walking your dog, running errands, or just pottering around the house, I am so grateful that you're taking the time to tune in. Now, if you're curious about what goes on behind the scenes, I am on Instagram as well. And if you have any questions about this episode, feel free to send me a direct message there. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please share it with a friend and hit the subscribe button.